Good afternoon, my friends. We are on day four, Making Music with What Remains. I entitled this chapter after a famous story with Yitzhak Perlman, the great violinist, who came on stage once, and as he was tuning his violin, one of the strings just snapped. And instead of asking for another string or another violin that has four strings, he just continued to play the whole concert on just three strings. And when he was finished, the crowd gave him this huge standing ovation. And when they asked him to speak about what happened, he famously said, "Our task is to make music with what remains." And I love that line, making music with what remains, because we often complain that if I only had this, if I only had that, and I'm missing this, and I have this challenge. But a lot of this was done, perhaps, according to our sages, to teach us to learn how to make music with what we've got, to learn to embrace our reality. If you take the word Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, and you switch it up, you turn it on its head and you spell it backwards. My friend Rabbi Eitan Meir taught me this. He says it would read Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, which spells Lule, which is really a combination of two words, Lu meaning if only and Lo meaning no. So Lule literally means if only no, if only things were not the way they are, right? If only I'd gotten a better break at work, I'd be so much more successful, right? If only I was more attractive, people would pay more attention to me. If only I had different parents, I wouldn't have such problems in my relationships. I've heard students of mine say to me, "Rabbi, if I was only raised religious, it would be so much easier for me to be observant, if only." Elul comes along and tells us we've got it backwards, because by definition, we have exactly what we need to accomplish, because our goal in life is not to be better than the guy sitting next to me. The goal in life is to be the best me possible. And I quoted the Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzada, who taught us that the deck of cards each of us is dealt with in life is given to us to challenge our souls in the precise manner that our souls need to grow. So it doesn't really matter whether I'm accomplishing what the person next to me is accomplishing or not. The only thing that matters is, am I accomplishing what my soul needs to have in order for it to be developed? And I wanted to quote a beautiful Gemara that's not in the chapter, but it speaks about the way God created people, as opposed to the way we create other things. Sha'adam, this is from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, Sha'adam tova kama matzba'ot b'chotam echad l'kulan domin zelazeh. That when a person stamps many coins with a single die, they all come out alike. But God, Melech Malchem Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when the King of Kings stamps every human being with the die of Adam, teva shel Adam b'chotmo shel Adam harishon, and not one of them resembles the other. It's an amazing thing. No one person is alike another individual. A coin that comes out different from the others is defective. But the Mishnah says that God runs the only press in existence where every single unit emerges unlike every other. And that's not a flaw. That's the very point of the process and really the proof of our greatness, that we're not supposed to necessarily be like anyone or everyone else. We have to be the best who we can be, given the deck of cards that we have been dealt with in life. And we do this just so often. There was a Harvard study where they gave people a choice. Option A, you can earn $50,000 and everyone else earns $25,000. Option B, you can earn $100,000, everyone else earns $200,000. And think about it for a minute. Of course, we would pick option B, right? You make more, you literally double your money. But about half of the people chose option A anyway. Option A is where you can earn 50 and everyone else gets 25. In option B, you get 100 and everyone else gets more than you. Half the people chose option A, even though they get less money, because they have more money than others. And this, if only, is measured in dollars. People will literally handing back 50,000 real dollars for that feeling of being ahead. Comparison is a very not good thing in Judaism. And the goal in this month is to try to understand the best that we can do. And therefore, when we have a certain challenge, we look at the challenge and we say, yeah, it's upsetting because with that challenge, I can't be as great as the other person. But wait, with that challenge, that's going to enable me and my soul to develop itself, ourselves, into the best possible us, we. Best version. I know I've been saying this a number of times already on this chat, but that's what this month and that's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about, is developing ourselves. So this month of Elul, whatever it is that's missing in our lives, whatever it is that is challenging us, let's embrace it. and let's use it to grow, because that fourth string popped for a reason. Have a great day.